الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. In this ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has commanded us for the fasting of this month of Ramadan. And the address of it also is so beautiful. Allah addresses us as Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Who are those who believe in this gathering of ours? All of us. We are the ones who believe. We accept that Allah is addressing us. So we should realize the great honor Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us, that this is a royal address, address from the King of Kings, that Allah Ta'ala has declared us that we are believing people. Like that, I don't know what is in your heart, you don't know what is in my heart. We all accept one another as Muslims, but what is in the heart really, only Allah Ta'ala knows. But Allah is Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada. Allah knows everything. And Allah, in that full knowledge of His, He is addressing us. We are the adherents of the Quran. We believe in the Quran. And we regard ourselves as Muslims. We are Muslims. So Allah is telling us that you have got Iman. In other words, what is Iman, if translated in another way, that, oh, you who got your passports of Jannah, oh, you who got your visas and tickets of Jannah. Because Iman is the passport of Jannah, is the ticket, is the visa of Jannah. And Allah is saying you got your visa. If a person is applying for his passport and is having difficulty in getting it, and the day he gets it, and his son phones him and tells him, Daddy, Abba, I got your passport, it's in my hand. You haven't still seen it, but how happy you feel. People who come from other countries and they want to settle in other countries, like people come to South Africa, go to Europe, go to different countries, and the day they get their citizenship, they get their papers done. Oh, how happy don't they feel that our work is done. That I got a person of America, I got my green card, I got my SAID. And the person feels so happy about that. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is giving you your green card of Jannah. What is this dunya, what you get of any country? What is it? Allah is and who is giving it directly? Allah Ta'ala. So we should appreciate this very, very greatly. It's a great royal address. And just like a person got his passport, he got his visa for a country, he got his ticket, how he looks after it. Especially a person who is traveling, the thing that he looks perhaps after the most, all his baggage, or even more than his currency and everything, is his passport. If he have to lose his passport, he has got a money, he can still go and beg from somebody. Somehow he can raise some money, or he can even phone home and tell them, send me my more money. But passport, if he loses, he has to go through a lot of procedure to get an emergency travel document or something. And it's not easy. So he's worried about his passport. And you'll see passengers also who are traveling, every now and then the hand goes to the pocket where they kept their passport. Is it safe or not? So Allah gave us the passport of Jannah. How much mustn't we look after this? And also especially during these days, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a time will come, a person will sleep at night with the passport of Jannah with Iman. By the morning he'll have lost it. A person will have it in the morning, by the night he'll have lost it. At such times, when crooks are so much around, shaitan, our nafs that want to rob us of our Iman, how much more mustn't we be concerned about this Iman? A person should be much more concerned about his Iman. He must not lose it. And shaitan is also working 24 hours. Nafs is working more than 24 hours against us all the time. So how much more mustn't we be concerned? But if we think for ourselves, how many of us really Today one day has passed, the last one hour has passed. How much were we concerned of our iman? As we read in one of the kitabs last night or so, one buzurg told his murids, "You people are frightened for guna kabira. I'm frightened for kufr." That you don't know when your and if guna kabira is bad. While on that point, one point that came to mind also is that which we read in the kitab of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi jazaul amal, that guna pulls other gunas. This leads to a person, the person doesn't just become a Salafi like that, or he doesn't just become a Shia like that. It is some guna of his. Then Allah makes it by way of punishment. Now these things come into his life. It's not that he went certain place, he got friends with some Salafis, and that those asbab are afterwards. Your guna is the main. Now your guna led to this big guna that you even go out of the fold of Islam. In the same way, many of us say, my anger is not under control. Your anger is the cause of another guna, and that guna generally is pride. Your anger is because of your pride, and then your anger comes out. And your pride is also because of another guna. One guna leads to another. The same thing with those who are drug addicts. We feel them so pity that what is their condition? Alcoholics, etc. Or any guna. It is some guna. And Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah hasn't made it difficult. To diagnose this, there is no MRI machine. There is no scan and scope to find out. No blood test. Or where did you pick up this bug? This bug of becoming an alcoholic, becoming a drug addict. So it's difficult for us to pinpoint it. Very hard. But Allah gave us that medicine of Tawbah, which you can make Tawbah and ask for general amnesty. For all, whatever guna, those gunas which I know and which I don't know. Just like to get an idea of the gunas that we don't know. The Allah's rahmat upon us is also we only, and Allah's ni'mat, which is in the, Allah's rahmat in the form of His ni'mat which are upon us. We hardly are conscious of so many ni'mats. Like today, who thought, my eyes are a great ni'mat. A person who got an eye problem, that person appreciates his ni'mat of the eye. Who appreciate the ni'mat of the heart, is it functioning properly. But when a person gets a heart attack, that's the time then he starts making dua to tell everyone, he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. One little boy, my grandchild, was making dua, and in his dua he said, "Ya Allah, make dua for me." At that time you'll also say that like some Jamaat brothers, what bad conditions they saw. They said, "Ya Allah, if you see these conditions, you'll also cry." That what bad conditions they are. So anyone, when a person becomes desperate like that, when he appreciates something and he's losing that ni'mat, then who of us made shukr we got eyesight? Who of us got shukr my specs are in order? If you get up sometimes and your specs are not there, somebody's playing fools with you and they hid away your specs. Children, students like to do that with one another. Then you've got so big problem. That everything of ours. So Allah's rahmat is unlimited. And whatever one ni'mat we have got, whatever we can think of, just take your watch. Behind this watch, this is one ni'mat. You can see time. It's so easy, so many, it's functioning properly, it's working properly. Just your watch, if you displace it, you misplace it. Then you have so lot problem, you feel you are like paralyzed without your watch. Without your cell phone, you are like paralyzed. You can't function without these things. But behind this watch, there is the belt also and the watch also. To make the belt, how many things? And to make those things, how many machines? To make those machines, how many machines? And then all the raw material, the people that work, you can never ever enumerate, count one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's ni'mats are so great. Similarly, if we can understand and let our mind work on that, our gunas also are such that we can't even enumerate them. And gunas we have got, one is with regard to hukukullah. How many of us are deficient in that? How many gunas we make in the rights of Allah Ta'ala, which we are not concerned about? For example, we might regard ourselves pious. We are here in the Khanqa. We went to make wudu. And in wudu, how many perhaps, all of us, we use more water than what is necessary. Is a guna of extravagance. And extravagance, wastage is a guna kabira. And in wudu, we are making that guna. So that we came for namaz. How many of us have fulfilled the adab of the masjid, the respects of the masjid? We made namaz. Our concentration, what thoughts we got in our namaz. So, but we don't think of these as guna. We don't make tawbah of them. And then that is hukukullah. And then hukukul ibad is unlimited. How many the rights of fellow people, especially the immediate family, the wife, the children, we wrong them so much. The wife wrongs the husband wrongs the wife, parents wrong their children wrong their parents. If we go and see strictly that how parents are supposed to be, with love and care, and make the tarbiyat of their children properly, who of us really as parents think to ourselves that we give time for the tarbiyat of our children? How many of us give time for the tarbiyat and the proper upbringing of our children? The children, their respect for their parents. Today we can't even dream what an Islamic proper society, that what respect there is for the parents. Once we were in Lahore, and the people we were staying with, we were in Jamaat, it was Masturat Jamaat. And this young boy, he must have been at that time about 17 or so. His father might have been 45, round about there, 40, 45. But the respect he showed and love that he showed to his parents, I had to ask him, where did he learn this? I never in my life saw anyone showing so much of respect and love to his father. I was shocked, I was taken aback. And so this is, that tarbiyat is not there. That environment, today really, if we have Islam in us, you will be 100%, more than 100% convinced your wife is a hurul een of Jannah. The husband, the wife will feel, my man is a Jannati man, Allah sent for me. But today the fights that we have, abuse that we have, taking one another for granted, all Western society, we start off right from a small age, looking at their comics, etc., all the, what's this, games on the TV also? Cartoons. All the cartoons we let the children, then they're going to pre-primary, then they're going to schooling, then watching TV, the newspapers, the magazines, the environment. It's a full Western way, which is a Jahannam way of life. This is Allah's shukr, we still are in Islam, inshallah, and we are still Muslims, and we still got some mercy of Allah. Otherwise, with our own hands, we have brought destruction upon ourselves. So that is that. So gunas lead to other gunas. So how many gunas which we do? Then there is hukukul ibad. Then there are other gunas which we normally don't think. And that is hukuk of the other creation of Allah. For example, the earth is Allah's creation. How many times we just urinate anywhere? Or we just jump on the earth? Especially people who become very angry, children usually, but sometimes grown-ups also. And this anger is it makes you such a big stupid, and makes you such a big monkey. Like for example, we see a person who is a mechanic, for example, or a lot of other people. And when something is not coming right, or he's not finding his tool or something, he swears the mother of that tool. And the most private part of the mother, he swears that of the tool. Where the tool got a mother? But how? All this is all guna this. And many of our people, the language, once it was Ramzan, and where we were staying previously, the landlord was having an outbuilding build. And they started early in the morning. We went sleep in the morning. They start work in the morning. And their language was nothing but swear words. Every second word is a four-lettered word, is a swear word. And they used to just carry on. Their nature is like that. Their way of speaking is just swearing all the time. So a lot of things have got rights upon us. For example, the water. You go into a swimming pool. You go into a dam, into the sea. You urinate there. We have been prohibited from this. You're going defecate under a tree. Oh, you need it. You are traveling somewhere. And that is not the right place to do it. So a lot of things. The pollution of the air that we cause. Al-Muslimu, man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi, min yadihi wa lisanihi wa yadihi. That anyway, the ulama have written by extension, a Muslim must not cause inconvenience, harm, injury to any of Allah's creation. Not only to a fellow Muslim, but even other human beings. Not only human beings, he's not allowed to harm an animal also. He's not allowed to harm even the plantations, the things, vegetation and things that grow. Scientifically also it has been proven that if you approach a plant also with a knife, the plant cringes. It makes out you are approaching with a knife, and it puts fear into that. And if you approach it with love, it has an effect on the plants also. There are those plant growers, women, housewives usually, who even speak to their plants. And they talk with their plants, etc. And they say those plants grow very well then. Those that you show love to, you speak to them, etc. Everything, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْ. Everything has got life. Stones, they fall in the fear of Allah. That life is very, very little. So we don't classify it as love, as life. But everything has got life. So the gunas that we commit. So we don't know which guna has caused this bad habit in me. And now you want to get rid of this bad habit, but you're not thinking of the root cause of the bad habit. So Allah gave us Allahu Akbar. Such a medicine, Tawbah. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained it so beautiful. Tawbah, istighfar is that emergency balm. That when you need it, you're not supposed to commit guna, but you committed guna, it's affecting you. And also, when guna, you have made any sin, any guna, don't delay in making tawbah. Immediately make tawbah from that guna. Otherwise, the effects of it, and as you delay, then your tawbah, you become, shaitan will delay you even more, that you even forget that guna. And then you don't make a tawbah of that guna. Tawbah we should make of every guna. And what we don't remember, then just ask for blanket amnesty. That all my gunas which I remember and which I don't remember. So anyway, so Allah gave us tawbah and istighfar to remove that gunas. And this is such a thing that a heart that is burned black, not only charcoal, it has become finished, that heart is. But the minute you make tawbah, that heart comes right again. Where can a doctor, they tell you your heart is only functioning 15%, only functioning 10%. And for them, for that heart to come right, but your heart spiritually, if it's functioning even 0%, and you just make tawbah, Allah will make it function 100% again. And immediately, just by making sincere tawbah, a black heart becomes white. A burnt out heart becomes fresh and green and wonderful again. So such a thing Allah has given us, tawbah and istighfar. We should also think that how many of us just even ritually make astaghfirullah, 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 even 100 times, forget 110 times. Ask ourselves that do I make even just 10 times istighfar? And that is also just the words, just superficial. Tawbah, istighfar is really a reality that you're begging for forgiveness. That is something else. And do it and see what sukoon comes in the heart. So anyway, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that the tawbah istighfar is a emergency balm. Like for example, if in the chemist you can get an emergency balm, that if you burn, and no matter what degree wounds, but you just apply that balm, immediately the pain also goes away, and it becomes like though it was never burned. It shines even more better than before. That the beautiful, your skin becomes so beautiful. All that meat that was from inside that was burned, everything goes away and it becomes right. Now if you have balm like that, then you bought it. Oh, today I could get balm like this. You came home and you told your wife, she was busy frying samosas, that put your hand in that hot oil. I got that balm, yeah, that even if you burn, that you just apply it, your hand will come right. She will tell me, ask you, is your head right? You experimented enough on me since our marriage. Now it's time that you experiment on yourself. And you try it for yourself. You put your hand in the hot oil. And then you put that balm with your own hands also. So this isn't that you go and make guna. If the guna is made, it's an emergency balm. Not that you voluntarily commit guna, you stay away from guna. If you, perchance you committed guna, perchance you didn't want to, you fell into guna, not you intentionally went and commit guna. Now Allah gave this emergency balm. Perhaps the doctors till Qiyamah won't be able to make an emergency balm like this, that if you burn, and you just put it on, and immediately, tawbah is that which Allah gave us by the greatest doctor, spiritual doctor, through Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much do we appreciate our Nabi? We make shukr to him. How much do we appreciate our Allah who gave us this power? We don't even use it. So, all this gunas of us lead us to other things. Our pride and haughtiness, our arrogant attitude that we have, all these are total haram things. But where did they come from? They don't just fall like that. Not just suddenly it came. Or you are lazy. You don't do anything. All these things are some guna that is affecting us. Our worst enemies is not any country that is our enemy. It's not any nation that is our enemy. It is our gunas that are our worst enemies. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, he's addressing us that, oh, you people who have got iman, oh, my friends, another translation of iman, oh, my friends, oh, those who have given the passport of Jannah, who have given your visa and your ticket of Jannah, now one more thing I want you to do. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Yeah, in Arabic grammar, the kutiba fa'il majhool. It's been used that who has made rozas for us? Allah has made. But Allah did not use those words here, that kataptu alaykum as-siyam, that I have made rozas for us, or faradtu alaykum as-siyam. No, Allah didn't say. Allah says that the proper translation is rozas have been made for us on you. So Allah did not associate it to himself. Allah Ta'ala says, rozas have been made for us. But it's understood who else makes for us. Only Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is telling us in the first sentence, you are my very dear and close beloved friends. And then somebody made rozas for us on you. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. This is like we find a lot with our murids. Whenever they want something to be put right at home, they want it their way. But they don't say that you do it like this. They say Hazrat said this. So they put the whole buck on Hazrat. That Hazrat told this, Maulana said this. And they get away with murder with that also. Put the whole thing onto Hazrat. So Allah Ta'ala has chosen. Why? Because they don't want the wife must have any negative feeling for them. With Hazrat, it's all right. He is so strict and he is so hard and he is so extreme and he wants it this way and he says this way. But I'm not like that. I don't mind. But Hazrat is saying that we must do it this way. So Allah Ta'ala chooses this stone, yeah. That not because Allah don't want us to have that little bit feeling. Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimin. You said you love us, and a lover stops his beloved from food and drink. No, the lover that, so somebody else, Allah used that mode of presenting it. Otherwise it is Allah who made it, but Allah did not want little bit also that love relationship with Allah must be tainted in the least. But so Allah didn't say, kataptu alaykum as-siyam, I have made rozas faraz upon you. Or faradtu alaykum as-siyam, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made for us. Now you have to keep rozas. Rozas have been made for us upon you. But then see how easy again immediately Allah makes it. Kutiba alaykum, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum. As it was made for us on the people before you. So it's, you are not singled out. Like the people before you, they also all rosas were made for us upon him. So don't feel that we are singled out. Why am I? For example, that this person is against me. Many times, when you give a hard duty to this person, he doesn't like me. That's why and many people got this feeling. Children in the home feel like this. That all hard work, my mother gives it to me. Many girls feel like that. Many boys feel. When it's time to share out some things and that, then they give it to the others. When there is hard work to do, then they tell me. So Allah says, no, there is nothing like that. Yeah, in the madrasa, over and over, we have this experience. First year students come and they say, it's very hard, we can't manage. Kitabs are too much, we can't manage. Urdu we don't understand. And this is a problem, and that is a problem. So my common answer I give them, let's see how many are in the second year. They passed the first year. How many are in the fifth year, in the sixth year? How many have graduated till today? This is not only on you. They all went through the same process. And you also not beyond average. You are above average. If all of them, and amongst them were those who are beyond average also. Their IQ, but they have managed. So why can't you manage? So Allah is telling us in that strain. How many people kept rosas? So you don't have to worry. And kutiba kama kutiba alil ladhina min qablikum, those before you, and they lived in various parts of the world where there were long, long days, where there were hot, hot days. Rosas of India and Pakistan this year. Europe also, but Europe hasn't got that heat which India and Pakistan has got. And this year the heat waves also there at the same time. But alhamdulillah, there is no, it's not a deterrent. The people who keep rosas, they carry on keeping. India, in UK, Europe's rosas are up to 18, 20 hours. They finish, they start with Tarawih at about 12, quarter to 12. And then they finish Tarawih, it's time for iftar, for Seri. They make Seri Fajr, then they go and have their long sleep. And then the whole day they keep these long rosas. So don't think you have been singled out. And that only we have telling you, kutikama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Then Allah Ta'ala again tells you immediately what you're going to get if you keep this rosas. La'allakum tattaqoon. La'all, that perhaps, literal translation, that perhaps you will get taqwa. And Allah's perhaps is guaranteed. There is no doubt, there is no perhaps in Allah's, perhaps, la'al, in Allah's la'al, there is no possibility, it's guaranteed. And see now what you're going to get. I love you. Rosas have been made for us on you. Just keep them. How many people kept before you? They also kept. And you're going to get taqwa on it. What is taqwa? Taqwa is that great gift by which you get the wilayat, the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. Like in the ayat, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, amanu taqullah. Allah says, O you who believe, you acquire taqwa. By iman, 50% of your work is done already. Now you are half Allah's friends already, and that Allah gifted you there. You, like a father gives his son capital. Yes, 5 million. Go and make, see what you can do, make with it. He's got his capital. Now it's up to him to build it and make it 10 million, make it 50 million. He can grow it now. So Allah gave us the capital free of charge. Now with taqwa, do the business of taqwa and see you will become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, becoming the friend of Allah is such a great thing. So by this rosas, Allah Ta'ala says, the prime object and this whole exercise is so that you acquire taqwa. And really, that is what we must make dua for also. Effort for also, especially that we have come here to the Khanqa, is to acquire this taqwa. The month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has made it. All this whole exercise of tilawat, of Quran Sharif, of zikr, of dua, of roza, is so that la'allakum tattaqoon. So that you get taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. A person who has got taqwa, we will open a way for him from every difficulty. We know that three people who were in the cave, there were no emergency service could help them. There were no cell phones, even if they had cell phones. Right there in the jungles where there is antenna, where there is service, no service. Who are you going to contact? What was it, that taqwa? In their sincerity, it was that helped them. Allah Ta'ala, a person who acquires taqwa, and he passes away with taqwa, that means a wali of Allah. The only ingredient to become a wali of Allah is to acquire taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah. You acquire taqwa, and in that place Allah made it easy. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ We were those people who are truthful in their taqwa, taqwa will just automatically rub off onto you. So in the same way, the Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullahi alayhi gives us very beautiful example that you're a poor person and in Ramzan and you're staying in a place where it's very hot, long days, very hot also. You haven't even got a fridge. When you open your roza, with tap water you open your roza. And the top with tap water is at 40 degrees centigrade. 45 degrees centigrade. It's almost burning you in your mouth. But your neighbor is a rich man. And he has got a fridge. He's got everything. And you tell him or he tells you that give me your one glass of water. I'll put it in my fridge. And just 10 minutes, 5 minutes before iftari, you come and collect your glass again. So he puts it in that fridge just in the company of the fridge. The fridge didn't give any bayan to that water. The fridge didn't tell that water to read so much tasbihs and make so much zikr. Nothing. Just that it stayed in the company for 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever, it stayed in the company. And now he gives it. Now when he opens his roza, subhanallah comes from your bottom of your heart. MashaAllah. What wonderful. And then you appreciate that cold water. When you kept that roza in your thirst, your mouth is dry, your throat is dry, and now you're getting this cold water to drink. So the company, this is what the taqwa will give. And where will you get it? Just by the company of those who have got it. The fridge work is to make it hot. If you wanted to make that water hot, and you went and put it in the oven, if you wanted to make it cold, and you went and put it in a microwave, you went and put it in an oven, put it in the right place. Those people, those buzurgs who are sadiq fit taqwa, and they have got coolness in their life, then that coolness will rub off onto you also. If they themselves get angry over every small thing, and they themselves start falling into ghibat and into bohtan and accusation, and this one is like this, this one did this to me, that one does this to me. If that is the case, how can you get, then you went into the micro. Then you're going to get more hot there, you're not going to get cold. So make sure you are at the right place where you will become cold also like that. So the taqwa is, Allah Ta'ala says, in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. That you have taqwa, Allah will grant you furqan. You will be able to differentiate. Allah will give you the quality of differentiating what is right, what is wrong. What is better, what is... Must I go today? Must I go tomorrow? Must I go? Mustn't I go? Must I open a shop? Must I go work for somebody? Must I get my daughter married here? Or must I not get her married here? Everything. And not only that Allah will give you furqan and you, it will be a guiding factor in your life, but people will come and make mashura with you. You are not a doctor, but medical issues people will come and ask you. What do you think? Should we go for the spine operation or not? Must I go for this knee replacement or not? You got no knowledge of that, but Allah gave you furqan. Business people will come to you. We want to do this business here. What do you think? What's your suggestion? You make istikhara for us. That what should we do this business or not? You're not a businessman. You don't know all the things. You don't know what who is going to be dealing, etc. You got nothing. He knows all his pros and cons. You don't know. But Allah, because of taqwa, Allah gave you furqana. And you not only for yourself, you can help other people. And this is what taqwa is. Taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, ittaqullah, yu'allimukumullah. You have taqwa, Allah will teach you on taqwa. And without any exaggeration, a person who acquires taqwa, he'll get that knowledge which no Darul Uloom can give him also. He will get that knowledge which the best of the ulama of his era cannot give him. Because yu'allimukumullah, Allah is going to be teaching you. And what that knowledge, one is ilme wahbi, and one is ilme ladunni. One is ilm which you make effort for yourself, and one is that knowledge which Allah gives you. Shaykh Ahmad Radulfi, Rahmatullah, very great Buzurg in our Silsa, right at the top, where he was a young boy and he was going to learn from his brother the Arabic grammar. So his brother started teaching him Arabic grammar, and the gardans, the scales have to be taught. So he taught him daraba, daraba, darabu. That one man hit, those two people hit, all those men hit. So he asked, why did they hit? What did the person do? He said, no, it's not that he did anything wrong. It's just to learn, it's just an example. He says, no, he said, nobody hit. It's just an example. He says, if nobody hit and you teaching me he hit, that means you are lying. And I don't want to become a alim that the first step is lying. And if he hit without a reason, if he did hit, why did he hit? He said that no reason he hit, he's a zalim. So that which starts with kizb and which starts with zulam, I don't want to read that. So he went to his sheikh, he told him, my brother is saying this, small boy. He's just starting first beginning of Arabic lessons and he's saying this. He says, leave him, don't teach him. Allah is going to teach him directly. A person who is at that level, Allah will give him knowledge. Not a Sheikh, he himself, Sheikh Ahmad Radulfi, it was he that he was learning from his brother. So this is the, so in any case, when Allah teaches you, ittaqullah, you acquire taqwa, Allah will give you that knowledge. How many students who graduate as alims, they have knowledge, but they don't have that experience, and they don't have that insight and foresight. That a person, perhaps the parents of the child, they are not alims. They didn't study. They can't read Quran Sharif correctly with tajweed also. But they got taqwa in them. They will be able to guide that boy. They do things like this, do things like this. You are now going to get married. How you must stay with your wife? He read Bukhari. He read tafsir of Quran. But you won't have that experience, what they have got, and what the taqwa that they have got. A person who dies, who had acquired taqwa, and he had become thereby the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, when he passes away, Allah appoints two farishtas to make ibadat by his qabr. And till Qiyamah's day, he only left 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. But now till Qiyamah's day, when farishtas ibadat. What pure and correct ibadat. And that sawab goes all into his account. So this is what Allah wants to give us in this month. Taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah, from every difficulty, Allah will make a way out for you. This dunya is dunya, and it's going to come to everyone. Roller coaster. Ups and downs of life will come. But you got taqwa, everywhere Allah will make a way out for you. And you yourself will get surprised. Where, for example, you go in an immigration hall, and sometimes 5, 10 aeroplanes land at the same time. All jumbo jets. That thing is chocker, block there, you can't walk. When you going to come out of here? When we going to get to the immigration officer? And you get surprised how somebody comes and direct to you, pulls you out, you come this side. And he takes you out there, and in 2 minutes you see you are out already. Where you thought you're going to take at least 6 hours. Yeah, in 2 minutes you are out. You get surprised. At customs you get surprised. At everywhere you get surprised. A person who has got this, whenever you are stranded on the road, it is narrated, and there is nobody there, then make this dua, Ya Ibadallah, A'inuni. Oh, servants of Allah, you help me. Allah will, suddenly, you'll see somebody appears there. From the unseen, from nowhere. And the Allama Khalid Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained to us where he saw himself, his own experiences. There were occasions where the farishtas came to his aid. It was at once the railway station, lot of baggage, children. And they had to change trains from one train to another. The other platform was also at a distance. And he says, suddenly somebody came and they offered their help. And they took us there, and in no minutes we were there. And they put us into the train. Allah Ta'ala makes all these arrangements. Maulana Yunus Palanpuri, Damat Barakat, Maulana Omar Palanpuri, Rahmatullahi's son. He said they were in these Yugoslavia and in those countries. And there it was winter, snow, cold, etc. At one time, they were also like stranded. Suddenly a person came with a car. And he asked them, where you people want to go? So you see, we don't know ourselves where we want to go. They were in Jamaat. Where's the masjid? They just landed at the airport. He took them to a hotel. He booked them in. He paid for them. They were in Jamaat. They didn't have the clothes at the masjid. There was no facilities for washing clothes, etc. They're in the hotel. They say, we got so much facilities, hot water. All the satis washed their clothes also. And everything we did, food, everything. And those were farishtas, they were farishtas. What he says, they even offered us at the end, cigarettes you want. If you got a habit of cigarettes, you want cigarettes also. They were not smokers, they didn't need cigarettes. So Allah sends, you don't know what, how your needs and what needs of yours get fulfilled on account of taqwa. And this is the month that Allah has given us. Allah wants to give us this great, great treasure of taqwa. So a person will experience this in his life, that how Allah Ta'ala's help will come. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give him his rosy from sources which he had no idea about. Whether this is, and really without any doubt, if a person, we Khaja Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali's beautiful dua, Maut mujhe na aaye, jab tak ke main raaz-e-tawheed se aaga na ho jao. Oh Allah, let me not die until I understand tawheed, that Allah is one, and His working also only He does. How a mother with her children, the father has thrown them out of the house, and now she's with her children, she's out on the street, but Allah makes intizam. How she will find food also, Allah will send somebody, somehow it will come. Where she's going to spend her night, Allah makes the intizam, Allah's work. And this is general. For Muslims and for non-Muslims, for animals, Allah sees to their needs. For the birds, they get up in the morning hungry, and they go and sleep with a full stomach. They got no offices, they go and work. They don't pull a, they got no, this bank, where you go and draw money from the bank, that, ATM. They got nothing like that. But their rosy, Allah Ta'ala gives it. How their babies are born, the small ones. There are no cesareans and no maternity homes. The elephant also is giving birth. And the ant is also giving birth. The birds are giving birth. This is one Allah who is there doing. For the whole world, Allah sees to everyone's need. People, we also think, like for example, we were small, we were poor, but then you think, but all our needs were fulfilled. We never walked bare feet. Allah gave us shoes. Though there were times when my parents were not working. Eh? We didn't have bare winter, we had socks, we wore two socks. We were rich people, we think we were poor, but we were rich, we wore two socks. How Allah gave us everything. Many times we make na shukri, but how much of Allah's ni'mat. And this is not only for Muslims, for non-Muslims, not only for humans, for jinns, for animals, for everyone. Allah Ta'ala gives, and Allah is giving so much. And if you have taqwa, then what to say? How, what Allah Ta'ala will give you if you have taqwa? And this is the month when Allah is dishing out from the deek, so to say. Not from the small pot. Allah is dishing out taqwa. Allah is, so to say, dishing out the taqwa, not from our small deeks also. This in the Uras there, in Ajmer and there, they have deeks the size of a room. So big digs they have. More bigger than that, Allah's digs. What only Allah knows. And Allah is dishing out this taqwa. And Allah is offering it. Now you're still feeling roza difficult. Allah is, what is He giving you on this roza? Now you'll be keen and eager. Not only 30, Ya Allah, I'm prepared to keep 60 rozas also. I'll keep 90 rozas also. I've got no problem. If this is what I'm getting, then again Allah makes it even more easy. Allah will give you your rozi from sources unknown to you. Whether it is your immediate meal also. How many of us, we were traveling and you don't want to eat takeaway food? And previous days there were no takeaways. There wasn't even with just the name halal. Today the name halal is there. And that is unfortunately more than enough for the Muslim today. But that even a non-Muslim takeaway, he just puts halal. There were not long ago some non-Muslims opening up a takeaway. And then one of them, all non-Muslims, he told them, just write halal. He say, what is halal? He said, you just put halal and see how much your clientele will increase. How the people will start buying from you. Hey, one place in the OFS, old OFS, the Orange, the Free State, a person went past, and then he saw right there in the bundus of the Free State, there is halal there. He went and buy there. So he asked that person, what is this halal? Just in inquisitiveness. That person said, I also don't know. But since I put it here, I see my sales have doubled up and tripled up. Everyone is coming to buy here. So for the Muslim, this is more than enough. It's a guarantee from Jannah that this is halal. Whether it's halal, so, so whether it is you traveling like that, and there were no takeaways, but you're just standing there, and somebody comes and forces you to his house. And you 100% is your Muslim brother, and he puts you up and he gives you food. You had a puncture, how to fix my puncture? He came, not only fixed your puncture, he took you home, he gave you a hot, hot meal also. And this happens all the time. You're filling petrol at the filling station, you got no idea, you're thinking, today where we will do, have our lunch. Where will we go? Today we'll miss lunch, we'll just make do. We'll just buy some crepes and juice and we'll make do with that. Yeah, you see somebody pitches up and he gives you. Allahu Akbar. In Afghanistan, when they fought the Soviet Union, the Mujahideen, and they, alhamdulillah, completely defeated and routed the Soviet Union. And without exaggeration, at the moment, America also has been totally defeated and routed. This is all just the language they're using, that they're withdrawing their troops and that. The truth of the matter is they have been totally routed and they couldn't dent that Mujahideen in the least bit. And the proof of that is till today. And till today, the attacks of the Mujahideen, Taliban are carrying on. And on the other side, with regard to the Americans, where did you ever hear that an army that was going to fight, they needed other people to protect them? And that was this whole war was, where many South Africans, white South Africans went for this, and many died also in that. That the army has to be, the army is the one that's fighting, but they need protection. And where from they're fighting? From solid, solid walls. But Allah's Qudrat, the Taliban went through all those solid walls and went and hit them terribly right in their bases also. And right, the parliament of Afghanistan was attacked now in Kabul. 2-3 days ago, the parliament itself was attacked by the Taliban. So anyway, so after they routed the Soviet Union, they had negotiations with them. Because a long war, etc. So one particular alim who had to go and negotiate, they informed him, and this was now top secret from the government. So they just told him, we are sending you somewhere. When, where, we're not giving you information. Last minute we will give you the information. So finally they told him, you're going Soviet Union. So, but when you're going, they didn't give him the time. So his wife said, you're going, where are you going to get halal there? She packed a whole basket for him, chicken and what, everything filled it up. Then he went, then they told him, certain day, certain time, you must be at the airport, Kabul airport. Nothing further, where you going, that will be discussed there. So when he came there, he's waiting. Then he saw a lady with burqa coming to the dirt burn. And there was a bird that had died, a dove or something. She took it and she was going away with it. So he saw she's taking this dead dove, a pigeon, and she's going with it. So he told her that you can't eat, it's haram. She told him it's haram for you, not for me. In other words, 3 days me and my children have nothing to eat. And at such a time to save your life, you can eat even this year, just to save your life. Then he got a surprise and he felt very sad about the whole thing. Just then they came and informed him that your trip is cancelled, where you had to go. So then that whole basket of food, he gave it to her, that you take this. So this is how, يَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. From how Allah will make the whole system for who food is prepared and for who it's meant. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi said that one morsel of food that's sweet in your mouth, if it's not meant for you, even it went in your mouth, you're not going to eat it. Your child of 2 years will come and he'll demand that from you. And not only demand, he'll take his fingers and he'll put it in your mouth. And he'll take it out and he'll eat it. For who it is meant? Only that person. A Jamaat was in Bangladesh and they were rolling their bedding. And in that, one mealy sieve went into that also. They came to Raivin, they opened their bedding, and immediately there was a rooster, a fowl, a cock, and it came and it pecked it. Allah made him, you bring the rosy of this fowl from Bangladesh, this is the fowl in Raivin. That bird, that rooster has to eat it there. You bring it from there. Allah made him the courier and the carrier for the yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. Another brother also in Bangladesh, one Jamaat, foreign Jamaat, just as they were leaving for the station to catch the train or whatever it was, and something went in his nose, also a mealy seed. And he went to the doctor, rushed, doctor said, this has to be removed, it can be fatal. It can be, but there was no time. They came here, and when he came to Raivin, he had a sneeze, a terrible sneeze. He sneezed it out, and a rooster ate it up. And Allah brought it in this way, not in the bedding. Allah said, you carry it in your body. For my little fowl, you carry its rosy there. So Allah wa yarzuqhu min hayth. And if our yaqeen is on this, we, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, went to the masjid to make namaz. He parked his horse, the car, he parked it outside. And there was a Bedouin there. He told him, you look after my car, security, while I'm making namaz. So he saw the bridle of the horse, something expensive, so he stole it. And then when he came out, Hazrat Ali saw it's missing, he asked him, it proven he was stolen. He said, I made niyat, how at the value of it, exactly that amount, I was going to pay you for your security. Your rosy was fixed, but you went and you jumped the gun, and you went in front and you took it in a haram way. Otherwise the same I was giving to you, I was going to pay you in a halal way. So this taqwa, and there's no end to taqwa that we can discuss, that Allah has given us this month in order to acquire this taqwa. And then again Allah makes it even more easy. Ayyamam ma'adudat. Few days adat ke, of number which you can count. On which you can count on your fingers. 30 we read always our 33 tasbihat we read on our fingers. Person reads 100 times a tasbih, he counts it on his fingers, he can manage. And there is one kitab, Uqdatul Anamil, a small little kitab, where they teach you in that kitab, you can count up to millions on your fingers. You can count. But these rozas are not millions. Only 30 which you can count so easy on your fingers. And that also Allah Ta'ala made our fingers, each one with the three sections. And that also so that you can read your tasbih also. You can read it properly. And when you make dua, you lift your hands, your qibla is the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And at the same time, yeah, on the right hand, on your left hand, you will see everyone's palm, 81 in Arabic. And on the left, on the right palm, 18. 81 and 18, 99, the 99 names of Allah. And you take from Allah Ta'ala just what you want to, from all the treasures of Allah, 99 keys of the treasures of Allah, Allah has given you in dua. And if you have taqwa and you make this dua, there is nothing that will be, that you won't get. You will get everything. And Allah, and so only ayyam ma'adudat. Just a few days Allah Ta'ala say that you have to keep this rozas. And really if we go and see, by the 10th roza, a person hardly has settled into Ramzan and one ashra is gone. A little bit you feel a strain, 10 to 50. Then half the month is gone already. Before now what? All are coming for itikaf already. Before you hardly started itikaf, people are already making all Eid preparation. People are already booking up and leaving. What time are we leaving, etc. The month is gone. And the month is going to go. That is no use we counting the days. And we are marking off on the calendar that this one roza is finished. We scratch it out. Even if you don't do it, that roza is finished. You don't have to do it and use a buy, go and buy a special marker. That black marker, what even extra broad, the the nub of it, whatever it is. And you mark out every day, you don't have, it's going to go. What we have to see, am I doing what am I supposed to be doing? If you do that, you won't even feel the rozas. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali from Hadith has written, those people who observe the rozas as roza, they don't even feel the rozas. The example of the two ladies where the masala came to Darul Ifta of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That these two ladies are on the verge of death. They're keeping roza. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, must they open their roza? What is the fatwa? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take a bowl and let them vomit. Say they didn't eat anything. What are they going to vomit out? He said, no, you take it. Fresh meat came out. They ate the flesh of their fellow Muslims. In other words, they made ghibah. So from which Hazrat has proven that if we make gunas, your rozas become difficult. The month like stretches for you. Those who are not keeping roza, see how they are suffering in this month. When is the month? Their guilty conscience is troubling them also. Those who don't keep roza, the day is too long for them also. Those who keep roza, you hardly made seri, you hardly could finish your ma'amulat. Now, how many of our friends are writing? Hey, man, women are writing. We're doing so little. We're not getting time. What we are supposed to do, where we are to reach, we can't do that amount. And the day is finished. And those who got nothing to do, for them the day is too long. When is the day going to pass? And also a person who got roza, how he enjoys his iftari. And a person who didn't keep roza and comes and sit down. He feels so guilty in that. Like you are gate crashing. You went somebody for the hour. And you will gate crash. How you feel like, you feel very guilty. And if you were invited, honored guest, how you enjoyed it. The person who gate crashed might eat the same things also. But his inside condition that if I'm caught out, I'm not invited, I'm not supposed to be here. If they catch my ears and kick me out from here, what will be my condition? So those who didn't keep roza, who don't appreciate this month, who don't do what they have to do, for them it's a long month. The days are too long, very hard. But those who keep their roza, they are honored, honorable guests of Allah Ta'ala. And they look forward to the iftari. And they enjoy the iftari also. They look, lisaimi farhatan, a person who kept rozas, not stayed hungry, two occasions of great joy. One is when he makes iftari of his roza, he enjoys it. And one is when he makes iftari of Ramzan, for Eid al-Fitr. Now the month is over. What enjoyment Allah gives him that you managed to do what you were supposed to do. You tried to do what you were supposed to do. What and what Allah Ta'ala doesn't give that person. So may Allah Ta'ala let us realize in this ayat Allah has commanded, what a beautiful way Allah has addressed us. Rozas have been made farz on you. And just for, so that you acquire taqwa, it was made farz on people of before, just for a few days, and you're going to get a great gift of taqwa. May Allah, by the barakat of this time and the barakat of this gathering, grant us that quality of taqwa and let us go from here. For what we came here. We came here to collect taqwa. Let us not miss it out and leave it out. Let us go with this taqwa from here. Wa akhiru da'wah.